Welcome to the Newcastle United for Youth Success podcast. My name is Keegan Lee, and I'm a member of the youth project for NCUFY. Today, we'll be talking with Jonathan Kang, who is 14, a freshman in high school, and has lived in Newcastle for 8 years. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Splendid. Thank you for asking. So, tell me about a hobby or pastime that you're very involved in or very passionate and invested in.
One thing was taekwondo. At first, I wasn't like really devoted, but as time passed, I got more into it, and I started devoting much more time into it.
Interesting. So, like, you've really grown into this activity. So, tell me a bit about what got you into it. Did your parents introduce you?
My father, he used to do taekwondo when he was younger. He thought it would be a pretty good sport for me. He thought I had that body type, I guess.
Body type, okay.
Yeah, and he got me into it, and I agreed. But the first class I went to, like, it was pretty fun. And I enjoyed it. From then, like, I started getting into it.
That's very cool. I really respect the father-son linked hobby. What do you like about it most?
The thing I like about it most is the, like, sparring. It's where you practice your skills, like, kicking, punching, and also movement, I guess.
Is it scored? Is there, like...
Yeah, there's a point system, depending on the different kicks you do.
Are there, like, some kicks worth more points?
A normal, like, roundhouse kick would be to the body. That would be, like, 2 points. A headshot, that would be like 4 points. A spinning headshot would be like 5.
Interesting.
Yeah.
2 body shots would be still worth less than a spinning headshot.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. So obviously I can tell that you're really into this taekwondo activity, but if you could name one single experience that stands out or is your favorite in this hobby of yours, what would it be?
There was a tournament that was happening in the school. Previously, I wasn't like able to go to taekwondo that much because I was really busy. But despite that, I still made up my mind and decided to participate in the competition. And in my weight and age division, I got first place for sparring. Wow. And yeah, I got a medal, and that made me really proud.
That's very impressive. Congratulations. So I guess it was a good decision to go after all.
Yeah.
So the purpose of the Success Project is to feature experiences of success as told by members of the Newcastle community. We all learn from each other, and by sharing our experiences, we strengthen our community. So tell us an experience of success. It could be in taekwondo, or it could be something completely different.
I can remember a while back, I went to a taekwondo tournament. It was for states. I remember practicing a lot for it, getting ready and preparing myself, because it's kind of difficult. In the tournament, I did sparring, and in sparring, I actually came out first place with the gold medal. At the end, I was like really exhausted. I was like injured a lot, but I was proud of myself. I carried on.
Give me some details about this experience. Were there like lights shining? Were there cameras in your face, or was that how you saw it?
There weren't like any cameras or anything like that, but I remember it was really a serious like setting, because there was a big scoreboard. I had to like look at it once in a while to like know how I was doing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So, what makes you think got you to that point? Thinking back. Did you think there's a period of time where I worked hard, where I did this or that, that got me to this point where I can say this is an experience of success?
Well, I remember before the tournament, I practiced a lot. Even before that, during the summer, I went outside onto like parks and stuff like that, and I practiced with my taekwondo master.
So you said a while back, was this like 2 years ago, 1 year ago?
I'd say like 1 year ago about, yeah.
1 year ago, so you're continuing this activity, this taekwondo activity, correct?
I actually stopped taking taekwondo because I was really busy in high school.
No worries, but I'm sure you'll have many more experiences of success in the future, whether that be through taekwondo or your other passions.
Yeah.
And the purpose of the Success Podcast is to feature experiences of success as told by members of the Newcastle community. And this brings us to the end of this episode of Newcastle United for Youth Success Podcast, and we would like to thank Jonathan Kang for sharing his experience with us. I am Keegan Lee, and thank you for listening.